We then ask, how likely is it that these pathways will not be interrupted on a scale of 1 to 10? Here are some possible values. With good communication within the department, someone might quickly realize that one technique is used for planning and another for treatment delivery. However, as we've assumed, poor communication led to the occurrence of this failure pathway. It's reasonable to assume that this lack of communication will also compromise the detectability. So we assign detectability values of 8. If a planner is present at first setup, there is a much better chance of interrupting this failure pathway. Having a planner on first day setups also enhances communication between the different professional groups in radiotherapy. It's good practice for an independent, experienced planner to check a plan. If this were to happen, there's a good chance that the error would be picked up on. So we assign detectability values of 3. The probability that therapists on the machine would find this information transfer error depends on many factors. Understanding the output from the treatment planning system is one. Work pressures and distractions are other factors, as well as the absence of a formal quality control procedure. All these factors will influence the detectability value that we choose. So we assign a detectability value of 8.